Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Let's Talk About It All, the man Sade. And for those who was listening to the song, you probably wondered why I played a love song. And today, we're going to be, you know, I'm going to kind of follow up on Sister Lisa's topic, love. I'm going to follow up on that. Now, if you were really listening to the song, you would hear that the brother was talking about treating me at home like you do out there. Now, some people have the opposite. Some people get treated at home good, but then they want you to treat them better when they're out. This particular case was, you know, he wanted to be shown love, more love in the inside. And I think that's something that many people do now. Rather than it being a party, They do it on the internet. They do it with the posting. If you follow some people on Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media site they're on, it appears like, you know, they're so lovey-dovey. Similar to what Brother Jay Sean was saying, like, you know, some young lady, you know, was seeing him, you know, try to push up on him, but then post happy anniversary, you know, on the site. So what we're saying is, and I want everyone's input, because everyone who's on the line deals with love in some form of fashion. Now, you know, my first question is love real? Do it really exist? Do love really exist? Or is it just something that was made up and we're all searching for something that don't exist? Is that what it is? Or is love, you know, shaped, is our perspective of love shaped by our life experiences? Is that the case? Or do we love our spouse or our significant others the same way that we love our family? Or is love determined by what we do for people? Is love determined by what we do for people? Or is love based on a feeling that we have towards people? Or is it both? These are all, you know, basically topics or things I want people to contemplate, to think about it. You know, think about, do people love you because of this warm, fuzzy halo, rainbow type of feeling? Do people love you because of that? Is that love, or is it based on what you do for them? Do they love you based on whenever they need you, you're there for them? So my interpretation is, the way I see it, I see that it's both. I see love as an emotion and action. Person, to me, basically, if a person loves you without any action other than, like, you know, I mean, just the natural, we love our fellow man, we love people who are of our same ethnicity, based on, other than that type of love, when we're talking other love than that, because, you know, we can love people based on just loving people for being a part of our ethnicity, part of the human race. We can love people based on that. And that's a love that you're not required to do anything, but just basically treat people courteous, treat them kind, that type of thing, be respectful. Stuff that doesn't cost you anything monetarily. You know, you don't have to come out of your pocket to be kind to a person. You don't have to come out of your pocket to be courteous to a person or to be respectful to the people. And I think those are some of the best ways to extend love, because those don't cost anything. And if we were to display that type of love amongst each other, just naturally, it would be much easier to interpret love, you know, to be able to identify love when we actually find it or see it. You know, I mean, because as I said on the Lisa Experience, that when it comes to love, many of us, you know, have a tendency to think it's just to confuse it, put it that way. We have a tendency to confuse love, obsession, or infatuation, or deep like. You know, there are people, for example, if a person is willing to take another person's life out of fear of that person leaving them, is that love? If you're willing to take someone's life out of fear of them leaving you, can you actually say, I love that person? Now, I'm pretty sure that people have said to other people prior to taking their life, I love you so much that I don't want to see you with nobody else, and I'll kill you before I let you go to somebody else. With that type of love, it has to be, for me, it's based on their life experiences that shape their perspective of, you know, what love is to them. Now, from my perspective, that's not love. That's obsession. That's obsession because now you've taken a person and turned a person into an object, into something that you possess. Before you release that possession, you rather destroy it. Like I said, to me, that's not love. That's like, you know, a little child having an ice cream cone, and somebody lick off his ice cream cone, and before they take another lick, he throws the ice cream cone to the ground. You know, because it was his and he don't want to share it. But the thing about the ice cream cone, you can get another ice cream cone, but the difference between that is if you take somebody's life, it's gone. The life is gone. Then what do you do? How do you cope with that after taking someone's life that you said you loved because you didn't want them to leave you? Anybody on the line? You know, press one and let me hear your thoughts. Have you ever been in a relationship where maybe someone didn't want to kill you, but they was willing to put their hands on you because they thought you were interested in someone else? Have you ever been in that type of relationship? Welcome to Talk. Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Hey, what's going on, Shaz J?
What's going on, Brother J? What's going on?
You talking my language? Playing my song.
I done pulled you out of your shell, brother.
Yeah, but I'm just piggybacking off of something you said though. But
go ahead.
That's my whole point that people don't understand when I'm talking about love. My whole point is, you said it when you first start talking, is love real? That's what I always say too. But my point is this. If you married to somebody, right? Hypothetically speaking, if you married to somebody and you cheating on them, let's say if it's a man and you cheating on them with another, and you cheating on your wife with another woman, right?
Right.
Can you, do you love your wife? Now, wait, before you answer that, let me say one more thing.
Okay.
Because this is like guilty with an explanation or innocent with an explanation. Now, 95% of people con themselves into believing that they love the hell out their wife. Even though they go sleep with another woman, they really believe in their mind and in their, and I did too at times. You really believe that you really love your wife. And the strange and funny, crazy thing about it is you probably do love your wife.
Right,
but you just
right.
got temptations that you can't control. Okay, but this is the question right here. Is that really love? Because I have looked love up in a dictionary and Google, and they say it's like unconditional affection for somebody. What's the other one? They say like something toward a person that you only want to give to them. You know, everything dealing with love is like something with you and the one person. So when I'm saying that it's people out here that's cheating and stuff like that, but they cheating on Tuesday, but on Friday they got on Facebook to their husband, happy 22nd anniversary or 19 or 15 or 5 or whatever it is, and you just left your side chick's house, and you really believe you loved them, that cannot be love. It only could be the love you call love. So that's the thing with me. Everybody got their own definition of love. Because now that I'm older, I know I did a lot of cheating in my life. Only in my last relationship, in my older years, have I become like somebody that's kind of true. But in all my other relationships, when I had side chicks and I had flings, I couldn't have unconditional love for the person I was with. I couldn't if I would go sleep with somebody else. Or is that love? Okay, I love you, but I could go put my penis in somebody else, but I still love you, and nobody can't tell me that it's not love. I love you. And I'll kill you if you be with somebody, but I can mess with people occasionally.
Hey,
you think that's love? If a man could sleep, if a man got a side chick, do you think he that's real love that he have for his wife?
I think it's immature love. That's what I think. I think it's love is like, to me, love is like other anything else. It's something that has to grow, you know, like a plant. When you plant the seed, it's just the seed. Then it starts growing. It's first it takes root. You know, it takes root. After it takes root, it begins to sprout above the sand. I think that love that when you're cheating, it's trying to take root. It's trying to take root. It hasn't taken root, because as you said, like, okay, unconditional love. When you really say unconditional, you know, to me, that's like you love a person no matter what. But we all know love is conditional. love comes with conditions. And one of the conditions is don't cheat on them. You know what I'm saying? That's a condition. That's a condition that people require in a relationship that's love. So when they give us the definition unconditional, that's part of why we screwed up, because unconditional means I can do whatever I want and you're still going to be there for me. You know, that's the type of love that we share with our Creator. Our Creator says they give us unconditional love, because now I'm starting to look at, okay, our Creator God as both man and woman. You know what I'm saying? The reason being, because once we make it him or we make it her, we exclude the other ones. And as man and woman, we have to find a way to come together and maneuver in a manner that we don't forget that we're separate, but we're so mindful that we're connected that we do what has to be done to make sure the other one is comfortable. So what I'm saying is, during that time, you know, we both were guilty of the cheating stuff, you know. And during the time when it was being done, it was like there was no concern about, well, not to say it was a concern, that it was like, I'm doing this, but I'm not doing this to hurt you. I'm doing this for me. And I think in the immature love, you don't realize both, you know, more so men, because I'm going to speak from a man's point of view when it comes to a woman. You don't realize the damage, the psychological and emotional damage that you turning to another woman does to the woman that you have. And that's why I say it's immature, because you're not mature enough in love and in yourself, because you're growing yourself. Because, you know, face it, most of us, you know, was learning. It's not like our parents sat down and told us about, look, sex, love, and how to maneuver in relationships. We watched them periodically, but that was limited. We didn't get the full gist of what it was all about to be able to navigate out there when it came to somebody. So when we was amongst our guys, it's about, you know, conquering girls. So we were misguided. So we doing something, we don't see nothing wrong with it, because the majority of us, just about everybody in the crew, doing the same thing. So if everybody is doing the same thing, you don't see nothing wrong with it, because it becomes like the norm. So we cheating and we hurting our women, but we're not realizing it, because it's something we've been doing prior to meeting them. It's been something that we've been doing, you know, just we've been doing it. And, you know, and I was having a talk with my nephew today, and I was saying how important it is for us to realize that what we do to them and what happens and prior to that, by, like, you cheat on somebody, they get mad, they leave you, you leave them. Go to the next person, you do the same thing. So now what we've created is a bunch of untrusting, hurt people. And that's what we got out here now. We got a bunch of people who it's difficult for them to trust, and they're in pain. So at some point we have to say, okay, how do we rectify the situation? How do we fix what's been broken? And we have to acknowledge, cheating on a person does cause some, especially, like I said, women, they feel like, what did they do wrong? What are they missing? And, you know, so it creates a low self-esteem issue. And that's something when in the midst of doing it, I had no idea that that's what I was doing. because my intentions was never to make my, you know, my wife feel, you know, at that time a girlfriend, whatever, you know, to make her feel like she was less than or that she wasn't enough. So I think the answer to your question is it's immature, and we have to grow into that level of saying, like, do I love this person enough that I'm willing to sacrifice something else that I like a lot for the sake of this person? That's when I think you have a mature love, when you can say, look, I got to let these other women go because it's hurting the one that I love, and I don't want to hurt her or him anymore, so I'm going to commit myself to being there for him or her. You know? I mean, does that – I know I went through a lot of stuff, but do that kind of answer your question?
That was a I guess that was a – was that a long yes, love is real, or a long no?
Well, that was a philosophical way of saying that love exists, but it has to be something that matures, because I think it has to grow. Just like we have to grow as humans. Love is a human emotion. So how can you have the right state of love when you immature as a person? How can you? It's basically impossible. Like, you don't know, you barely know how to tie your shoe. So how do you know how to love right? You know, and I think that's when we get it confused and we start thinking that love don't exist, because people don't know how to love right because they haven't learned. So I don't believe falling in love is the proper love, because you fall in love, like, when you fall, what happens? Normally you get hurt. People, you know, most right. times you fall, you get hurt. But when you learn, you grow. You learn things and it helps you grow. So I believe love should be learned, something that's fell in, you fall in, or something that just you meet a person and you miraculously, you're in love. I don't believe that type of love is healthy. I'm not going to say it don't exist, because love is a preference that some people perceive it. Like, some people, you can't tell them, like you can't tell a person who's Christian that Jesus ain't their savior. So that's a belief. So if a person believes that, look, I'm in love, who am I to tell them they not in love? And the person's kicking them in the butt and smacking them around and all that, and they say they're in love. Who are we to say, oh, you're not in love? What we can say is, well, that's not a healthy love. You know what I'm saying? That's not healthy. That love, that type of love you got, not healthy, because look at your eyes. You know, look at your lips. They busted. You have to wear makeup. Look at you, you're limping. You know what I'm saying? So we could say that's not a healthy love. You know? So, you know, based on that.
I agree with a lot of what you said, but you see how you, if somebody say if love is real or if love is not real, you see, you put a label on it. You said that if somebody cheated, that's immature love, right?
Right.
But when I'm talking about love, I'm talking about adults, mature adults that have dated for a long period of time, knew each other for years, or been married for years. I'm already talking about people that's mature. So that's why I can't get with the people who been married 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or dating 7 years would make you common law married, or 10 years. You already you're already beyond. You know what I mean? I think that immature love is for maybe teenagers or, you know, maybe when you're younger. Like you said, we really don't know about love. But I'm talking about fully grown adults. Fully grown adults who mature, who've been on this earth 20, 30, 40 years, been dating several people, been married, and all stuff like that, and they continue to cheat, but they continue to say they love somebody. And it's so much of that. Like I like to say, show me one couple who truly in love, and I can show you 10 that's not. And I'm not just saying that. Like, everybody, you can do that. I can do that. Everybody on this radio show, they probably could say the same thing. They probably could tell you, show me a couple that's really truly in love, and I'll show you 10 that's not. But I guarantee you that you can't say, show me one couple that's unfaithful, and I'll show you 10 that's true and faithful. You know what I mean? I've seen so many of marriages and stuff like that that's failing, and my own marriages. I asked somebody the other day, for everybody who heard my sister's show the other day, I really was thinking after that show, and because, you know, I got a lot of alter egos. Like, I always say, like, one of my personalities is Randy. Another one of my personalities is Jay Sean. And another one of my personalities is F Love. You know what I mean? But sister's show, I was real. Everybody got different personalities. On my sister's show, I really was Mr. F Love. So I asked somebody, what do I sound like when I'm talking? Do I sound like a person that's hurt? Or do I sound like a crazy person who deranged? How do I sound? And then the lady told me that she said, you sound like somebody who's been hurt a lot of times. And I said, okay. I mean, I just wanted to know. So if I've been hurt a lot of times, then it's a reason I've been hurt. I've been hurt because people hurt me. So, okay. So going from there, if I've been hurt a lot of times, I must have gave people a chance at love. And I'm just talking about a single me. I'm not talking about nobody else, because it might be people listening who've been in love plenty of times and it worked out. You know what I mean? But also, it's probably people on here that they've been around fake love many a time. So when I be talking, I just be speaking from my point of view, from my personal experiences with people. And of course I got love for my family. Of course I got love for my children. Of course I got love for my friends. But I'm just not feeling that relationship love, because I don't think relationship love is real. Now, that, you know, and that's probably the best way I could explain it. But it don't get me wrong, it probably is for some people.
Okay.
But for the majority of people, just like on my show, everybody who listens to my show, right, they hear me say F love, right, Sha?
Right,
and then
right.
If I ask everybody on my show, do they believe in love, they'll say, I think in 3 years I had one person to say they didn't believe in love, and I think that was my daughter who came on. And maybe one other person. But everybody that come on my show and I ask them, do they believe in love, they'll say yes. But you know what? My show, the age group on my show is from, I'll say, about 35 to about 65. And 98% of the people who listen to my show is single. The ones I know. I don't know everybody that listens to the people that I know.
No, I hear what you're saying.
The people that I know, is single, but they all believing in love. So why is it so hard to get? Why they don't have it? Why are you 40 and 50 and 60 years old and you still don't have love? Why? If love is real and it's right out there and it's a fingertip away, why are so many people single and or either in toxic relationships? You know what I mean? Like, why?
Yeah.
You know why?
So, know what we're going to do? We're going to freeze it right there. We're going to freeze it right there. We're going to play the second song.
Yeah.
No, we're going to play the second song.
Okay.
And
okay.
Because the second song kind of explains it, and then we're going to go into why those people have a problem with love. Play that second
you gonna,
song.
Mr. Solution hit me with the books, and you're going to hit me with the songs now?
Yeah. Here go the song. Play that second song, man.
All right.
But I'm going to elaborate. Right, I'm going to elaborate on it. When we come back.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
It just moves me, moves me. It's in the feeling of your love, babe. All through me, when you tell me you love me, I'll tell you how I love you. So it must be.
AT&T. 1 second, please. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Let's Talk About It All. All right. Now, did you get that song? Get that song, brother?
Yeah.
Did you
see the my subconscious had me play the wrong song. Just wouldn't let me play it.
yeah. See, and that particular song, is the reason why a lot of the people you were saying that type of song, and when I say that, I mean people have a tendency to sabotage their love when it comes to them. Because they start, feeling something and seeing somebody be a way that they didn't think was possible. So they start doing things, saying things, and acting certain ways where, the love it ends. They basically walk away from it. They walk away because they so afraid. And I've been guilty of trying to, sometimes a person might cheat because they think, I got to keep control. People don't want to lose control. People want to be in control for the most part. So cheating is, in some cases, a form of control. And in other cases, it's a form of losing control. You could say, well, look, I got control over myself. I could go do this. That's my control. Even if you got no control in your, in your relationship, you can control that. But then other times it flips. Sometimes we got a decent relationship and we go and mess it up because we bring other people into it. And, let me say for what I was talking to my nephew today, I said, many of us grow up in single parent households. So here we are growing up in single parent households where we are never seeing what a man and woman love look like. We don't see it because we grew up in single parent households. So we go out here and we looking for love, but we never seen a man and a woman interact. So we don't know how to really interact with the opposite sex other than just for sex. That's why people get it mixed up thinking sex is love or they making love in this, that, and the other, because the real truth to the matter is we have made, you know, the sexual part, you know, my wife, you know, my wife don't, you know, she don't care too much about my view on sex thing. But sex was made, sex is really to reproduce. Now, many of us have took it, forget the reproduction, even young people that's having babies, now we've turned it into a pleasure thing. So we're chasing that pleasure like a drug. It becomes like a drug. It's like an addiction. We're chasing that pleasure. Like you got the women right now, you know, you got a lot of women talking about they want big dicks. You know, that's what they're looking for. So if women looking for big dicks and maybe 20% of the men got the type of dick that they're looking for, what happens to the men that have six inches or lower? You know? So now, because we've made sex so powerful, it's killing the love part. Because sex is really what's outweighing everything right now. You know, because you'll leave a person if they cheat on you, that's because of sex. People are clinging to people because of the sex. So the love then got pushed aside. So it's to me, it's not that love don't exist. It's that people say love is a priority, but love is not a priority because we're too caught up on other things. Like, you know, if it's not about sex, it's about money. So these things, if a person sucks you good, do they love you? You know what I mean? And most men and some women know that you could sex a person and not have, you know, and don't really, and like them, you know, to some extent, but don't love them. So that's where the confusion, in my view, come from, where we got, where you say it's older people out here. And they're single. And they're single because a lot of them have walked away from relationships due to them or somebody else cheating. They walked away from the relationship. Now they're looking for, time's running out. Time's not on their side. But they're looking for something that if it came to them, they're not even ready for. Why? Because they haven't even gotten into themselves and realized, like, how do you be good in a relationship when you leave a relationship anytime it get tough? And most people that's single leave relationships anytime it get tough. I was guilty of anytime it get tough, anytime you do something that I don't like or I don't care for, I'm out. I'm walking away. I'm gone. So This is why I was saying with the song, you're walking away from love because we think, you know, and I used to be this way. I used to think that love was supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be perfect. You know, it's not supposed to, I'm not supposed to get aggravated. You're not supposed to say something that pisses me off. You're not supposed to say something that hurts my feelings. And that's not true because who loves a baby more than their mother, and that baby causes them most times tremendous pain when they're having that baby? So, I mean, the thing is we have to grow, and because, you know, because a person is 50, 60, 45 years old doesn't necessarily mean that they're mature in love, because I know and you know people who are those ages who are not mature in life. So if they're not mature in life, how are they going to be mature in love? You know? Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Hi, Shadiq. It's Latoya. How are you?
Hey, Toya. Fine, and you?
Good, good. You touched
welcome
a lot
to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. You and Deshaun, you touch a lot of subjects, but you basically touch a lot of subjects, different things about relationships, about cheating, people not being mature, just basically everything you just said.
Right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go. Go ahead. Say,
I don't know where
say,
to.
Say what you want to say.
I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start, but great show. And I guess just for me, I only can speak for me, but I walked away. I walked away from it all.
Okay.
Because he chose not to do right. And still
okay.
today, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Still
yeah.
today, he's crying.
Right.
And he want to talk about it. But it comes to a point, what is he talking about?
Absolutely.
What are we talking about? The same thing? What are we talking about?
So. Yeah. Now, the thing about that is, yeah, you and every other woman and man, we have the right to determine our value. And we have the right to, okay, everybody has a tolerance level, you know,
yes.
and most people, when they reach their tolerance level, then they're out. What I was saying is, like, many people are immature in life, so they are immature in love, because until you, as an individual, is ready to do something for the person that you claim to love or you want to be with that may not be comfortable for you. You may not even want to do it. But because you have that much love and that much emotion for the person you're with and you want the relationship to work and you're willing to start making these changes, then you're not there yet. You're still, you know, lack of a better phrase, just pussyfooting around. You know what I mean? And that's with all love, from spousal love to family love. We have to be willing to do things for other people just because it's gonna make them happy. You know, just and love is sacrifice, and a lot of times people are not ready for the sacrifice that you have to have when it comes to love. You have to make sacrifices. It's not all the ways about, okay, do this for me, make me feel good, you know? No, sometimes the other person wants to feel good too, and it has to be reciprocated. I think far too often we are having one-sided love, where a person is open. Long as you're doing everything that they want you to do, they love you tremendously. Soon as you're not doing everything they want you to do, that's a problem. So as humans, we have to, you know, be mindful of that. That if, okay, with the individual that you're dealing with, is he at times willing to do things that, you know, for you, or is it all about him? If it's all about him, then, you know, then you're doing the right thing for you, you know? And especially if you're feeling miserable, if you write everything down, and when you write everything down, the pros and cons, if the pros outweigh the cons, then it's you know, I would suggest it's workable. But if the cons outweigh the pros, then we already know. But a lot of times, I would say, Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Hey, how you doing, Peggy?
What's going on, Brother Dre? What's going on?
Great show, great topic.
Okay, all right. What's going on? You got something to add? You got something to add? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. You're talking about love.
Right.
What happens when you're in love with someone, but they love you? You're in love with them, but they love you, but not as strongly as you love them. And what is, like, if you, do you, how can you love someone so much to let them go? So they can go and be happy. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, that's a special kind of love. If you know, I mean, it takes inner strength. It takes inner strength to be able to, you know, let a person go. Because, you know, remember, you got some emotions for this person that they're unexplainable at times. But if you truly, really believe that you're not good for the person, let me get to your first question of, okay, if you love somebody and it appears that you love them more than they love you.
Yeah.
In relationships, if you stay with a person long enough, which most of us don't, that type of thing flips and flops. You know, sometimes it'll switch around where, okay, now they loving you more than it seemed like you loving them. It flips and flops, but that comes with long-term relationships, and many of us, we bail. Probably, you know, a lot of times after 5 years, or sometimes some of us don't even get 2 years in relationships because we bail, and how do you learn how to navigate in a relationship if you keep ending them all? You're not prepared to deal with certain things in a relationship because you never went through too much because you ended too quick. You know, so a lot of us are alone, you know, and it's by choice because we let other people put value on what we want from a person or what we should take from a person or how much we should go through with a person. If a person really makes you feel, you know, like, okay, you guys can really build a future together because you should be able to, outside of bed, you should be able to build a future together, something that you can both be proud of. That if you guys can work on something like that towards building a future together, then that's you know, is an accomplishment in itself. And I think we're missing the point of why both men and women are here. We're here to complement each other, not to conquer each other, not to control each other, not to manipulate each other, but to bring out the best in each other. And if this person brings out the worst in you, then of course you got to find the strength within yourself to, you know, to get away from the person. But if the person helps you to grow into a better person, like, you know, I could say with my wife, though I was reluctant a lot of times, there was things that she wanted from me that I wasn't willing to do that later on I became willing to do that helped me be a better person. And not that I was a bad person before, but it helped me to be a better person. And, you know, in return, I strive to do the same thing to her. You know, I strive to will improve her, because we're looking for love, but love can be built. Love can be built based on how you interact with each other, the things that you bring to the table that helps the other person becomes better than they were prior to meeting you. Anybody you meet or want to spend your life with or a significant time of your life should enhance your life in some way. And if they don't, you kind of already know that, okay, this ain't going nowhere. I got to find the strength, even if you love them, because and sometimes it may not be love. It just may be an infatuation or obsession. So that's why we have to learn how to identify and process our emotions, so we know what we are dealing with, so that we'll know how to combat that emotion. I went a little long, but did I answer your question, or do you need, you know?
Yes. You did. I got one small thing to add to that. I'm hungry for the knowledge. Let's say you said if you guys can find a way for your future, right? What if it's on some twisted type of situation where there really isn't a future because you're not the main person? So if you're not the main person, that goes into my second question. How do you let someone go if you're in love with them, but it's for their definition? Yet, even though you let them go, you still have to interact with the person on a daily basis.
Well, now you said that first, let me make sure. You said if you're not the main person in this person's life, did you say that?
Yeah.
You said that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, if you're not the main person in this person's life, you're not letting them go for them. You're letting them go for you. You know what I'm saying? You're letting them go for you because you're not the main person. So you may be a person that they're just passing time with, and the other person they actually build with. And what they're doing by being in your life is blocking you from meeting that person that you can be really building with. So it's to your benefit to let that person go so that you can be open to welcome that person in that you're going to be able to build with. So that's something you're going to have to process and take your time to do it, but at least you have a starting point that it's not for them, it's for you. And sometimes we got to realize that we have to love ourselves enough to do what's right for us. It's okay to love somebody else, but don't neglect yourself, because sometimes in love, we be so in love with the other person till we neglect ourselves, and now that love has become unhealthy because we're neglecting ourselves. Now, I hope that helps you.
Yeah, thank you.
Does that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Does that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. I'm calling you live.
Yo, Shadi, this is Brother Miles. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Walaikum salam, Brother Miles. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, the main thing I heard from you is what you said earlier. Most of us is grown up, you know, in families without a father figure, so we don't know how to love a woman or how to begin to love a woman or take care of a woman. So as we get older and, you know, like old enough to start dating, we got to try to figure it out on our own, because no one taught us, you know, how to do stuff like that, because we don't see our mom and dad, how they interact with one another or how they treat each other, you know, like that. So as we go, like you said, back then we was all about just getting some behind, you know, just hitting that tap
right,
and run.
Right, right.
But see, but we had no one to teach us what a relationship is, equally, or even getting involved with a woman. And I think that's what messed up most of us brothers.
Well, listen. The flip side of that is, it don't just mess with the brothers, it mess with the sisters too, it mess with the women too. The women are lost too. So it's not just the men that lose out when it's a single parent household. The women lose out too, because many women don't know how to interact with men because they didn't have a father figure in their life either. So it affects them as well. So there's certain dynamics that you pick up from dealing with the male, and particularly your father, that you be able to carry into your relationship. But a lot of women be void of that. They be missing that. Now, to some degree, as men, most of us have our mothers, so we do have some inkling of how to deal with a woman. It's just that we don't get the full gist of it, because, you know, even those who grew up in two-parent households, there's a limit to how much you were exposed to when it came to your parents' relationship. So you didn't
You find yourself with a woman, and you try to figure out how to do this, how to make this work. You know, what do I do from here, or how do I do this and do that? It's like both of y'all in the same class trying to learn the same thing, how to get along, how to deal with one another, and what's the best way to go about it, because you haven't had any training.
Right.
And you try to figure out, do I love this girl, or do I love this girl because I'm supposed to, or am I staying with her because I'm afraid I ain't going to get nobody else? You know, people stay with people because of all different kind of reasons. And most of it ain't love.
Well,
some of them don't want to be alone.
Right. But the thing is, as I was saying earlier, prior to you getting on the phone when I was talking to Dre, that if a person brings out the best in you, or builds you up, or help you become a better person, the love can grow. Love can grow from there. So sometimes we letting a person go because we don't feel what we thought love should feel like. You know what I mean?
True.
Oh, I don't feel this for him. But this person is good for you, but you don't feel this love thing that you're supposed to feel, at least you think you're supposed to feel. So you cut them loose, and you find the person that you get this butterfly feeling for, and this person treats you like crap.
Exactly.
So where we have to be is, you know, properly educated on why we want to be with a person anyway. It's to grow. Anytime we choose a person to come into our life, it's to grow. It's to make us better. This is what we haven't been taught. This is what we don't know, you know. So we just been so fall in love, get married, and have children. That's vague.
That's right. All this what you're speaking on now sound like a true Jay show. 100%
Well, like he said, me and him, we versatile. I could go, you know, he could do what I do, I could do what he do. Like at the end of the day, we well rounded. You know what I'm saying? We well rounded because, like, you know, my thing is, relationships are important to the growth of us as people. So if the man and woman can't get themselves together, then our community suffers. So
And another thing is true about that too, because like if we keep breaking up these relationships and not getting none of them together, how you expect to have a community? It seems like everybody in the community just like, okay, I'm gonna go with you for like 6 months, see you later. I'm going to date you for a couple of weeks. No, you ain't right. And it's crazy. And like what you said before about men privacy, women like to see a guy who they say packing and stuff. And then that, then you got an issue with that too. In other words,
right.
You ain't big enough.
Right. So I don't want to have the show. I don't like, you know, it brought to my attention when I had Nicole on the show that I don't want people to feel like they have to tiptoe with their words. I want people to be able to open up. Like, yeah, okay, if it's the thing that I was saying, that with relationships, as you was just mentioning, if you keep ending relationships every 6 months, a year, 2 years,
right,
you don't ever get equipped to be able to maintain a long-term relationship, because soon as the sign come of conflict, you out. So how do you ever learn how to conquer or combat conflict if every time you get into a conflict, you leave? So that's something we have to think about. We have to think about as well. But as you were saying, the big dick thing, you know, the big dick thing, this is something they're pushing now. Sex, that you remember, there's 24 hours in a day. So sex, a good sex session may last an hour, hour and a half tops, two if you like just going at it. But okay,
what you gonna do without
22 hours? There's still 22 hours left in the day. So what do you do? And that's not going to be an everyday thing. So I think that many of us are looking for the wrong thing from the jump. So if we're looking for the wrong thing from the jump, then of course the relationship ain't going to work, because we're looking for the wrong thing. We're not. So when we find the person that's ideal for us, we're going to blow it, because we're going to find something wrong with them or her and let them go. And then we got, you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So we have to have a diagram of what we're going to go for.
Another thing too, the two songs you played so far, right?
Right.
There are messages in them songs if you really listen to them.
Well, that's why we played them. That's why we played them, for the messages.
Some people don't understand the messages, and some people do. But all these songs have messages. You gotta just catch on to what they're saying, because it's true. Just like that song, Love on a Two-Way Street. What happened with that? You went to the wrong lady and you turned around, played her, and she put your ass in the hospital. Emotions. People fall in love. Like you said, people fall in love. Is she obsessed with you, or is she just playing crazy? Like you said, when they say you hold on, when you hold on to a flower, if you hold a flower too long and squeeze it, you could kill it, because you're not letting it breathe. Like you said, like the people that's obsessed with another person, that's not love.
Right, and now those are things, you know, we have to go for. Let's be able to start putting love aside. And let's focus on companionship and let the love grow. You know, let the love grow and let's learn to love. You know, with my wife and I, when I used to say that to her, she didn't get it at first. You know, she used to get angry at me when I say, you know, you got to learn to love, because many of us, love is, the definition is too small for the emotion and what it takes to express love. It's too narrow. So as individuals, based on our life and our experiences, it creates our perspective of love. So, you know, as Jay Sean said, based on him getting hurt a significant amount of times made him look at love differently, you know? And,
when he do speak on it, do sound like he's been hurt a lot.
Well, I mean, and sometimes
when he bring it out, you know, talk about it.
Yeah, well, the pain comes from your expectations. See,
right.
For me, I have expectations, but I'm not a lot. I don't usually allow myself to let my disappointment become anger or pain because a person doesn't live up to my expectations.
Exactly.
See, many times disappointment become pain because we allow it to. So at some point we have to be able to, this is why emotions and being able to process and identify emotions is so important, because we sometimes let one emotion transform and morph into another emotion. So
learn to let it go.
Yeah, well, you got to learn how to process it. You got to learn how to process it. You got to process, because how many times have a person got angry because their feelings were hurt?
True.
See, and this is a good example of how we allow one emotion to transform into another emotion. You hurt. Hurt is not anger. Anger and hurt are two different emotions. But
true.
We allow that hurt to become anger, you know? And then, you know, so and so forth and so on. So we have to be mindful, but we have to learn. The bottom line is we've been manipulated, mistreated, and miseducated for a long period of time. But now that we have the answers to our problems, we just have to be willing to put the work in to do it, to get the results that we want. See, there's the benefit of having people in your community that have been in long-term relationships or marriages long term, is these people have went through some things that can help you navigate through your relationship. If a person stops a relationship, you know, 2 years, 3 years, you know, 5 years, you know, it's difficult compared to a person that has been 23 years, 30 years, 40 years. These people, don't think that these people, everything is happy-go-lucky, what we used to say, coochie crunch. You know, everything is not always good. There's some cloudy days. However, long as you do the work and have the faith, then the sunny days will come. And really, we got all the signs of how to navigate our lives. Just if we really examine life as it is, from having babies to hurricanes, to storms, to rain, to sunshine, to winter, to fall, all of these things are tied to our emotions. And if we really get to look at it in that manner, we can realize that, okay, stuff that's happening, it's normal. It's supposed to happen. It's times. Life is governed by time. So there's times where the relationship is hot like summer. There's time when the relationship is mild like spring. There's times when the relationship is cold like winter. You know? And there's times hello? Hello?
Alexa, stop.
Yeah. Oh, you got your Alexa back there talking now? Yeah.
Hello?
So So
no,
this is the thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Miles.
My Alexa, I was trying to get my Alexa from stop talking.
Oh, all right. I heard.
That's what you heard.
That's what I heard in the background. Yeah,
devices.
Oh, okay. But that's all that I'm saying, that, you know, based on the way that, you know, we see things in our environment, it dictates to us how we can handle, you know, because sometimes a person get cold. You know, we are human. We have flaws. Nobody on this earth is without flaws. So it's
right.
just, can you be able to maneuver through them flaws, and is the benefit long term going to be worth you maneuvering through them flaws? So I'm gonna end it with that. And you know, I like to say it's been a good show. You know, and I don't normally say that it's been a good show because I had you guys to interact with me, and that's what makes a good show for me. A good show for me is not me doing all the talking. A good show for me is us interacting, you know, questions being asked and, you know, things of that nature. That's a good show for me. Dialogue.
Well, there's no sense of you asking Jay how the show was now since you already said it.
Oh, stop. It's a really good show. Stop it, Miles. Stop it.
Hey, I love these guys.
Yeah. Thanks. But this is what it's about. This is what, you know, Let's Talk About It All is about. You know, getting everyone, you know, involved, because I do this because I want to create growth, enlightenment. You know, if you hear my YouTube, go to my YouTube site, you see that with the Peep Game TV, it's, even though it's connected, it's all connected, you know?
Right.
Here to enlighten the minds. And, you know, I want to enlighten the minds and, you know, reignite a fire within the souls of those individuals who, you know, who are committed, dedicated to making positive change within themselves, their families, their community, their country, and ultimately the world. So I'm hoping everybody on the line is one of those people, you know? So that's what it's about. It's about us growing. And that's what the relationships are about, finding people that's going to help you be a better you. If they can help you be a better you and you can help them be a better them, then that's what you go for. The love will grow. Stop, you know, get off of that thing, oh, I got to feel this certain way. They don't make me feel this certain way. I can't be with them. I'd have heard that so many times. If I had a dollar for that, I'd be a millionaire. You know?
Yeah, you gotta work at relationships, man. You got to work at them.
Right.
And you got to know what you're working towards. You can't just work and not know what you're working towards. You got to have a direction. And your direction, as I said, is to better yourself and better each other. That's the direction. And I ain't going to let you pull me back in again, Miles. I'm going to end it for the night.
Hey, stop blaming me for everything, D. Don't put me on blast.
You know I got to do you like that, Miles.
I know
you
that.
Do it to
I know
everybody
that.
Else. Yeah. Special
great
guest to Jet.
Great topic. It was a great topic, man.
Thanks. Thank you, Toya. Thank you, Miles. Thank you, Dre. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, all the listeners. You know, appreciate you. Special thanks to Jay and Dre for the production side of the show. I would like for all of you to tune in every Monday to Dollar Dash from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in every Sunday to The Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633.
We got to change Jay time on Friday, 8 until whatever.
Because
Jay, he'd be like 2, 3 in the morning if he could.
So 8 until... Yeah. So, but as I was saying earlier, you know, browse through the YouTube site. Check out, you know, Peep Game TV. You know, like and subscribe and share the information with others. I don't, you know, I try to keep it short because I haven't gotten to the point where I can really expound, but I try to keep little tidbits where, you know, you can just go down the list and listen to different things and share with other people. I would appreciate that if you guys do that, you know.
And you said it's Peep Game?
Peep Game, yeah, Peep Game.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Peep Game TV. You go to Peep Game TV, you should see it, and you can see a list of different stuff, topics that I, you know, speak on. And it's not long, a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, you know, but it's different topics that, you know, that I want to share with everybody. It's about sharing.
So, Dick, you have that rap thing on there like you did before on there?
Well, to hear those, you would have to go to Rakim Do Harm. You have
okay,
to put Rakim, R-A-K-I-N-G,
right.
D-O-H-U, two N's and an E. And you can hear 16 different tracks of that. Plus, you could see the videos to some of those tracks. You know,
okay.
And that I did in like 2008.
Okay.
That's how long I did that. So that's been some years ago. You know, but right. it's always been in my heart to see you pulling me in again, Miles. See, you trying to pull me in again.
That's what he doing, folks.
He keep yanking your chain. Every time you think you out, he try to pull you back in.
Hey, my bad. I get that from Jay, though.
Yeah, all right.
I pray to you, the creator of all things in existence, that you touch every heart and renew every mind. Here's the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as though we were one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and the ability put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much-needed changes within ourselves, our communities, and our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing or to see if they're okay. With that being said, may you all be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Drop it, Jay.
All right, my brothers, have a good day.
It just moves me. The feeling of your love moving all through me. When you tell me you love me, I'll tell you all I love you. So it must be.
You fall. Thank you.